Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 31, sitting at a computer. You might want to listen to the exercise on sitting, number 22, before listening to this one if you like. So, you're sitting in front of your computer. You're probably doing a lot more than just sitting when you are sitting in front of the computer. There is usually a hell of a lot more going on. Things that most people are not even conscious of. It's a strange fact, this, that most of the time we think we are doing one thing when in fact we are doing a whole load of other things. Or that most of the time we don't really know what we are doing. I have touched on this topic in other audiobooks over the last year. So, okay, let's find out what you're doing or what you might be doing when you think you're just sitting in front of the computer. Are you actually sitting on both of your sitting bones? Or are you slumping back on your sitting bones? Or are you pulling forward on your waist so that you're sitting forward on your sitting bones and overarching the back of your waist? What about your feet? What are they doing? Where are they? Are they pulled up under the chair? And about your legs, are they crossed? And where are your arms? What are they doing? Are they held tight in the elbows? What about your shoulders? What are your shoulders up to? Are your shoulders up and around your ears? And what is your neck doing? Is your chin jutting forward, and is the back of your neck all squashed? Or is the front of your neck all squashed? What about your forehead? Are you frowning? And your jaw? Are you clenching your jaw? Are you pulling your head right into your torso? And your eyes, what are your eyes doing? Are they staring? Are they fixed on that screen? Have a think. If you can answer question number one with a yes, are you sitting on both of your sitting bones? That's a good thing. But if you had to say yes to any of the other questions, then you're doing much more than you need to do when you are sitting. And this more is too much. It is more likely to interfere with efficient working and thinking. So how can you help yourself? The next exercise, number 32, gives you an idea of how to sit more effectively at the computer without doing too much excessive things, too many things that could interfere with your work. It will guide you through some exercises. So when you're finished listening to this one, you might want to go straight on to the next one, number 32, which is sitting at a computer continued. Because once you realize that you're doing too much, you need to know how to stop doing too much. And that needs practicing again and again. That's why I keep talking about it almost in every exercise so far. So sit, have a look, see what you're doing, and think, and then go on to the next exercise.